All right, guys, sorry it's been a long hiatus, but welcome back to Talk It Out Sessions with Trinity, and of course we had to start around Halloween. So with that being said, got a couple of spooky submissions in, kind of weird, kind of out of the ordinary, and I'm going to read these stories. The names have been changed, people want to stay anonymous, I understand. So these were submitted through my Facebook DMs. So you can follow me at Trinity's Tarot LLC, and let's get started with our creepy spiritual stories in the spirit of Halloween. So, this is from Maya, one of my followers. Now, Maya just moved into a quaint older apartment complex in the middle of the city. Now, the building had an old world charm that she kind of liked. She, you know, those ornate banisters, vintages, light fixtures, and basically a rich history that gave a character. Now, Maya wasn't particularly spiritual, but she did enjoy the cozy vibes of, like, older buildings. She always found the comfort in the idea that these places had seen generations of life and stories. Now, her first few weeks were super peaceful until she started noticing kind of some weird things happening. The door to her bedroom would be open, and she definitely had shut it. Sometimes she would come home and find a window cracked open, even though she was pretty sure she had locked it. Now, she figured it was just the course of an old building, until she started feeling like she wasn't the only one there. So, one evening, after a long day of work, Maya sat on her couch, and she was exhausted. And she pulled out her laptop, and she started watching the show on Netflix. Halfway through the show, her wife, she got up to reset the router, but as soon as she stood up, she saw some kind of like a shadow at the corner of her eye, and the shadow darted from the hallway into her bedroom. Now, personally, I would be freaked out. I would be gone, but hey. Now, her heart was pounding in her chest. She grabbed her phone. She made sure that nobody else was in her apartment. And all her doors were locked. The windows, the doors, front and back. She was pretty alone. So over the next few nights, things got really worse. She started hearing footsteps in the middle of the hallway at night. She heard whispering from the bathroom, and no one else was actually physically there. And then, one day, she heard, like, some knocking or footsteps, whatever it was. She didn't know what it was exactly. But when she went to go check it out, this is in the bathroom, she saw a figure in the bathroom. And it was some man, but his face was like, it wasn't real. Her face, like, the face wasn't real. It showed a shape of a face, but it didn't have a face. And this man, this person, like, was just watching her. So she called the building manager asking about, you know, the apartment's history. And that's when she found out that there was this old guy. Let's just call him Simon. He lived in the apartment, but all of a sudden, he just kind of disappeared. No one knew where he went. No one knew where he had gone. No one knew if he died or anything. He just disappeared. And his rent checks stopped coming. So he stopped paying rent, too. And so the landlord was home. He left. I would assume that, too. He just dipped. And the thing about it, though, the town was kind of talking. And, you know, some of the older neighbors was saying, like, Simon was, you know, being all culty and stuff, you know, doing dark rituals, and he thought he can hop into purgatory and trap himself between the realms to try and avoid death, you know. Baby, okay? So, girl got out of there. She thought that Simon was still there. I would think so, too, because maybe if I see a shadow figure standing in my house, I'm gone. The house is getting burned down. Now, hearing everything, Now she got like a medium, like a local medium, and she came to cleanse the space and such, sage it down, smudge it down. And the night of everything being smudged and cleansed and sage down, bells ding, she said everything felt different. Everything was just different. It felt like she was suffocating, like she had sleep paralysis, but she didn't. Like a heavy, weighted blanket got put on her and over the entire apartment. So the medium, or whoever she got, walked through the rooms and she stops in the bedroom. Because remember, at first he was in the bathroom. She seen him in the bathroom. And now they all went to the bedroom. And tell me why the spiritual person or whatever said he's here. Baby, what? What you mean he's here? So the medium or whoever she got, she started reading out of her little book of shadows or whatever. She's burning the sage, trying to smudge it, trying to basically exorcise the spirit or whatever. Tell me why the little dark shadow popped up again. Now, it wasn't as strong apparently as when Maya first seen him in the bathroom, but oh girl, pointed, the spiritual medium pointed, and his face was a lot clearer. It was Simon, it was the old guy, but he didn't have humanoid features at all. Just like those sunken in eyes, and there were no pupils. Like, that's how she described it. Like, they were eyes, but they were also like not eyes, if that makes sense. Just like two little holes, like two holes in your head. So they were trying to exercise this dude for like an hour, trying to get him to cross over to the other side. And I guess it did work. The apartment felt less heavy, it was lighter. The footsteps stopped, all the whispering, everything kind of stopped or whatever. And honestly, though, honestly, Maya got some sleep, but I can never shake the feeling that somebody was in my space and now all of a sudden they're allegedly gone. Like, I don't care if he cleans the space, I'm getting out of Dodge. She knew that, so Maya knew that Simon might be gone for just a little bit, but that's not gonna stop from that's not gonna stop him from entering the space again at some point. She felt like it was gonna come back. She definitely felt like he was going to come back. And honestly, I believe her. Because just because you got that man out your place, like out your apartment or whatever, doesn't mean that they're not still in like the building complex. They're not still on the property itself. You only just kind of removed them from your little space. So that's, to me, that's kind of creepy. Baby, either we gonna get along, I hate to say it, but if me and the spirit just so happen to be in the same place, either we getting along or you getting out. But thanks, Maya, for sending in that kind of peculiar little story. Are you okay, girl? Let us know. So I hope you guys enjoyed that little snippet of somebody's creepy little spiritual experience. I will be doing these at least twice a week up until Halloween. And if you still want me to keep doing these, let me know. Keep sending your DMs to Trinity's Tarot LLC on Facebook. You can DM me on TikTok, Trinity's Tarot on TikTok, or even message me through Instagram, sending your stories, sending your little creepy experiences, things of that nature, and I will voice them on my podcast. And welcome back, everybody. I know this is a very long hiatus. We are still in season four. We are going to continue. And I hope everyone is excited because I love you guys. Thank you for the support you're still giving my podcast. even during his hiatus. I hope these fun little things will keep you guys attentive, and if you want me to touch on any other subjects, let me know. Bye, everyone.